Essay: When Yellow Means Cheap by Mike Duane. There seems to be an English expression for every color of the rainbow. You see red when you are angry. Feeling blue describes sadness. To be green means to be inexperienced, but you can also be green with envy. I'm not certain of the origins of these expressions, but one thing I am sure of is that in the language of marketing executives, yellow means cheap. Loud, garish, and craving attention, yellow competes with orange in advertising to shout, "Buy me, I don't cost a lot." These colors may not have a similar subliminal meaning in Japanese culture. But I do remember that if I needed something quick and cheap to eat, I often found myself eating gyudon in Matsuya, which has a yellow livery, or Yoshinoya, where orange dominates. IKEA, a byword in Europe for affordable furniture, has a blue and yellow color scheme, as do the German discount supermarkets Aldi and Lidl, which have expanded across Europe in recent years. I once tried to ring my local Lidl outlet to discover they had no phone number. This is apparently to cut office costs. Mobile phones are handed around between managers coming on and going off duty. When the founder of Aldi was kidnapped in 1971, a ransom of $3 million, 259 million yen, was paid. The victim then went to court to try to have some of the ransom written off as a tax-deductible business expense. There are different versions of this story, but it certainly plays into a national stereotype many Europeans have of the Germans as frugal or even stingy. Michael O'Leary, the CEO of Europe's biggest low-cost airline, Ryanair, once said, "Germans will crawl naked over broken glass to get low fares." Mr. O'Leary is the loud, brash, rude, and often foul-mouthed boss of a company that has grown from an obscure Irish regional carrier to the second biggest airline in Europe. He has previously announced, hopefully with tongue-in-cheek, plans to make passengers stand on short-haul flights and to charge passengers for using the toilets. Still, it seems customers will endure almost any insult to buy cheap airfares. And that is what Ryanair excels at. One thing I miss about Japan is the service an ordinary customer can expect. From the hot towels to free refills, JAL offers a level of service most European airlines have long since abandoned. It will be interesting to see if Peach and the other low-cost airlines that have set up in Japan are successful. Ryanair's color scheme is, of course, yellow and blue. And EasyJet, Europe's second biggest no-frills airline, has orange aircraft.